From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. After 2 months of delays, Iraq's parliament elected the country's new president today. The decision clears the way for the formation of a new government, and it allows the legislators to start work on a new constitution. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story from Baghdad.
Why?
For once, Iraq's fractious parliamentarians were in agreement. Vote after vote confirmed their choice today of the veteran Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani as president. As politicians thronged around Talabani to congratulate him with kisses and handshakes, they were aware of the poignancy of the occasion. For years, he represented Iraq's minority Kurds, who were ferociously repressed and even gassed to death en masse on at least one occasion by Saddam Hussein and his security forces. Talabani spent half a century fighting for the Kurdish cause. Today's election means he holds the same title that belonged to the jailed dictator, who, said officials, watched today's proceedings on TV from his cell. In northern Iraq, Kurds took to the streets to celebrate. They didn't care that the president's job is largely ceremonial. Back in the parliament's chamber, in the elaborately fortified green zone in Baghdad, Talabani outlined ambitious plans for the rest of the Middle East.
The aim is to effectively participate in presenting the model of democracy and freedom and national unity to liberate the people of the East from injustice and dictatorship.
Along with Talabani, two vice presidents were elected today, Adel Abdul Mahdi, a Shiite, and Ghazi al-Yawa, a Sunni Arab. This is the second relatively senior position to go to the minority Sunni Arabs, who called the shots in Saddam's Iraq, but now feel marginalized. The appointment was reached after weeks of wrangling between the majority Shia and the Kurds, as well as internal squabbles among the Sunnis. The result was an attempt to engage the Sunnis and undercut the largely Sunni-run insurgency. It's a strategy which the Shiite Vice President Mahdi says is gradually working.
More and more people are engaged in the process. Once the people is engaged there, we will win this battle, and we are winning this battle.
Few dispute, though, this is a difficult and uncertain process. The level of violence has dipped recently, but insurgents continue to mount dozens of attacks daily. Even so, former Iraq National Security Advisor Muwaffaq al-Rubai, who's now a member of the National Assembly, believes today shows that Iraq's moving in the right direction.
Well, every step is a forceps delivery, but this is democracy. We feel we are making history now. We feel it.
The next step is for the president and his two deputies to nominate a prime minister. Their decision's already been made. It'll be Ibrahim al-Jafri, a Shiite Muslim from the Islamic Dawah Party. Al-Jafri spoke optimistically of the future, but his sentiments weren't shared by everyone. As he sipped tea in a Baghdad cafe, 50-year-old Abu Muhammad said he had seen leaders come and go since the fall of Saddam. For him, the election of a new president won't make much difference.
To be honest, it's a charade. It's only for 9 months, and then they will bring new faces, and we are staying in this dilemma.
Yet others, such as building contractor Farid Youssef, were impressed.
This is great for the Iraqis. It is the first time in the history of Iraq that there is a democratic election.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.